Are you ready to unlock the force of faith in your life? Kenneth Copeland Ministries would like to send you the Power Duo of Faith Teachings in the Faith That Sets You Free package. You'll get Kenneth Copeland's book, The Force of Faith, and his audio teaching, Faith, How It Works. Take a deep dive into God's Word to discover what faith is, how you release it, and how it can bring victory to your life. Faith isn't just an abstract idea. It's a spiritual force, and it's already inside you. Learn to develop your faith by hearing the Word of God and then release it by speaking it out. When you learn to use it, no challenge, whether it's sickness, financial struggle, or fear, can overcome you. God has placed a force within you that can move mountains. It's time to tap into it. Get the Faith That Sets You Free package today and step into a life of power, purpose, and victory. Develop strong faith that is based on the Word of God. Get your free copy of the Faith That Sets You Free package and receive Kenneth Copeland's audio series, Faith, How It Works, and book, The Force of Faith. Order today by going to kcm.org/TV special or calling us at 800-600-7395. Both resources are also available as digital downloads. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and this is my lovely husband.
Okay.
That's what you always say, lovely wife. My handsome husband, Pastor George Pearsons. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here on this broadcast with you and to come before you today to bring the Word of God and the things that we have been learning, these many, many years and decades.
Yes, yes.
Things that we've learned from my parents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and how thankful we are. I'm thankful very much that I've had just about my whole lifetime to learn and to glean from them, from things they've taught, but also the great privilege of watching them walk these things out, which we have done as well. So these are not just Bible lessons, but we are sharing with you things that we have seen work in our lives.
These are Bible livings.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just lessons. But, you know, we want to let you know also that all of the notes that we've been working from are available to you on kcm.org/notes. And you can download these, print these, go back and watch the broadcasts and follow along with us. They're available to you, and so many people have appreciated having these to be able to work with. And especially if you're a minister, a pastor, and you're preaching, you can use these for your own study notes. So we want to give those to you. And I also welcome all of the new viewers, those of you who are watching for the first time. Maybe you just started watching Kenneth Copeland Ministries, either the Victory Channel or on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We welcome you and so glad that you're watching this and you're a part of this. And testimonies. We need testimonies.
Yes, just say something good about us. It's the equivalent of a thumbs up or a like on social media. We'd like to have a little bit more than one of these. We want to know something about it, what you receive from these, and not a big long story, because, you know, we do have more than a couple that come in, but we do want to hear from you. And it's really nice to know that what we've invested in this, what the Lord's invested in us, is meaningful to you. So we'd like to hear from you, and you can put on there, hey, Pastor George, hey, Pastor Terry, let's say I'll help you. This, what a great time we had. We so enjoyed your teaching. How amazing that was. We learned so much. Well, anyway.
And so on.
Just to get you started.
So let's get into this now. And we got to move along because we've got a lot to cover on this one. That's why you need to get the notes. But we're talking about how to develop your faith. It is so important to know that we have faith residing on the inside of us, the measure of faith, the God kind of faith, but that faith needs to be developed. And we've been presenting to you this week the four steps so far that we've taught about. We've got two more to go, but the four steps on the development of our faith. So Terry, what are those steps? Go ahead and review them with us.
First of all, receive Jesus as the perfecter, the developer, or the one who will guide you into maturity in faith. Number two, make God's Word first place in your life. Give it the final say in everything, okay? Number three, feed on the Word. Keep it going in your eyes. Keep it going in your ears. Keep it in the midst of your heart, your thoughts, and everything you think, say, and do. Step number four, meditate God's word. We talked about how to do that, how to make it personal by picturing it at work in your life and to keep it in your thoughts. And then our step today is number five, act on the word.
We need to act on the word. We need to be doers of the word of God. So, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them not, I will liken them to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. You know, knowing the Word of God and acting on the Word of God, those two together are so crucial for our lives. We have to act on the knowledge to get the results that we desire. Now, in this particular situation here, both of them heard the Word of God, but only one of them was a doer of the Word of God. And they were, you know, they were both in the same storm. It was the same storm that was going on. And for this one man's house who heard the word but was not a doer of the word, great was the fall of it. But then there was a man who did the word, who acted upon the word. Same conditions, different results. And that's what you find when you're walking by faith, that you'll be going through whatever horrific situation that's going on there, out there, and you will not be touched by it. And it was reminding me, Terry, of something that I found just the other day. I was going through some things at the house, and I found a newspaper. It was a newspaper from 1993. And I made a little copy of this. We'll show it to them. But it was during a tremendous storm. I mean, the headlines of it said, "Heavy rains worsen floods." And there's a picture. And on this picture, with sandbags, they had lettering on the roof of their house that was completely surrounded by water, "No fear." No fear. This is a picture of the individual who's a doer of the word. I don't see any other houses around them. Do you?
No, they're all swallowed up. But here's what I like about that. They understood because from the word, they understood. They could have put no flood. They understood. And by meditating the word, they understood. And being a doer, they knew what to respond to. And it was fear. And they dealt with the fear.
They dealt with it.
Look what happened.
Look what took place. And so acting on the word puts a foundation under our house, under the wise man's house. And so it could not be destroyed by the storm and anything that tried to come against it. As truths are revealed to us in the word, we must apply them and do them to stand firm against any kind of attack. So being a doer of the word will make us stand firm. That's the one, that's the thing I want to get across to you. It establishes your heart further to where the enemy tries to attack. But because you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, you will stand firm and you will not be moved.
So let's look further into the book of James. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. You couldn't get any more specific than this. Okay, James 1, 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only. Mm. And we talked a couple of days ago about the importance of hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing the word. It comes, but it's not developed only by hearing. You hearing and seeing, he says, you can't be a hearer only. You're going to have to do what you hear. There are some people that think because they listen to 143 messages on healing that they should be healed. Well, there's some response to what you've heard that's necessary. You have to learn to respond to what the word says. Respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Take action. And not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So it's not the anything else that's failing. You have deceived yourself into thinking that has, and the devil loves that. You're doing his job for him. It says, for if anyone, anybody, this means you, is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, he goes away, and he forgets what kind of man he was. So he's not mindful of it. It's what you put into action that lives with you. It's what you put into action that becomes real to you. If you don't put the word into action, then it won't go into action. You need the word at work for you, but the word does work, but it works for those who work it. Goes away, he forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, the perfect law, it's not the word's fault. God's word works. It always works. It works.
Yeah.
God's word won't fail. But if you aren't a doer of it, if you're not seeking to hear it, if you're not developing in your expertise, you know, you fail, you have what you might think of as a faith failure. Well, faith didn't fail. But if you fail to work faith as it should work, don't blame God. Don't blame the word. Don't blame faith. You go back and say, all right, I need to know more about this. And realizing that will help us to not get frustrated, but keeps us on track to let God teach us. It says, and he continues in it, and he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer. Mm. This one will be blessed in what he does.
Yes.
That's where the blessing is. That's where the going from good to better to best. That's what prosperity is, going from good to better to best. It's that increase, and that happens as we apply our faith. And it said, you know, don't deceive yourself. There's a consistency that's required. And with don't deceive yourself, also don't give yourself more credit than you should really have coming to you. Don't assume. You know what they say about those that assume, right?
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. So what do you want to do? You want to keep being a doer. Hear and do. Hear and do. And your hearing is not only what the word's saying, but you're listening for what the Holy Spirit is saying to you in the word. James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Healed people act healed.
Yeah.
You have to ask the Lord, Lord, what do I need to do to act? And that's where that meditation comes in, thinking on the word until you see yourself getting out of bed. You see yourself without taking that pill. You can see yourself. You're not making it up. You let the word develop that image and then respond to it. What is the word saying? How is it painting a picture on the inside of you? And it's not just healing. It's also prosperity. What does a prosperous person? You have to ask yourself that.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like I don't have anything. It looks like I've got lack. It looks like I'm not going to make it. But if I was a prosperous person, what would I act like? Think of the most prosperous person you know. What would they do in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Then see yourself doing that.
Yep.
Why? Because it's what the word says. Because of what Jesus did. Because of his promise. Say, I believe, I received that, I believe that. And then what would he have you do to act like that? To give, perhaps when it doesn't look like you can afford to give. When maybe there's not a dime in sight, but you've got something you can give. You've got something you can do. You have love you can show. Pray in tongues an hour for somebody. There's a gift you can give. And then trust God, because I'm a prosperous person. He will supply all my needs.
You know, being a doer of the word, I just saw this illustration. There are untold thousands of workout gear in garages all over the world. Well, it's one thing to have workout gear in there, training gear, but it's another thing entirely to go out there and actually exercise.
Yeah, get on it.
Well, there are thousands, multiple thousands of Bibles all over the world and that are sitting on coffee tables, not opened up and not applied. The same principle applies to that, is that you've got to work the word. to work the word, to act on the word. And like you were saying, to act prosperous, to give. And, you know, Jeremy was talking on his broadcast the other day. He was preaching in church about many years ago, 2013, October 2013, they called it a month of giving. And they heard this from the Lord, give something every day. And it wasn't big things. It wasn't large things, but they were practicing their giving. They were acting on the word of God. And Jeremy actually had a list on his phone that he kept of every day and everything that they gave. And he talked about giving this, that, and the other. He gave a jacket to this one. He gave some boots to that one.
I love that.
Sarah gave a new shirt.
I love that. Every day
for the month of October, they gave something. What were they doing? They were being doers of the word, because the Lord said to them, if you want to enlarge in your ministry and what you need to do, you need to develop a mindset of giving.
And they don't always see the results of something like that instantly, mm-hmm. but faith says it's at work.
Yeah.
And we can tell from 12 years later, we can see that enlarging has continued. Of course, that wasn't the last time they gave either.
No.
But the ministry continues to enlarge, and they are enlarging. The ministry in them is enlarging.
Yes.
You know, just look at everything on the outside. How are you enlarging in your capacity
yes.
to love, to know, yep. to walk with God, to love others? Yeah, it's about so much more than just what you can see and feel around you, but those things are also important,
right.
And God's interested in all of it. In Mark chapter 2, well, I won't miss this point, Satan will challenge our faith by saying, you need to look at your circumstance, mm-hmm. look at your mm-hmm. situation, and you have to act on the word in spite of what your eyes see, no matter what you're hearing, no matter what your thoughts are. I think it's important to say right here that you can have doubt in your mind with faith in your heart. Hmm. But faith in your heart will speak to the doubt
in
your mind
yeah.
and say, shut up, doubt. Shut up, fear. I believe the word that says fear not. I believe the word that says I'm healed. I believe the word that says have faith in God. And so I'm going to respond and act on that and not act on the thought and the pressures that are coming into your life.
That's right.
So in Mark chapter 2, he entered into Capernaum after some days. When it was heard he was in the house, immediately many gathered together, and there's no room to receive them, not even at the door. He preached the word to them. Ooh, thank God he preached the word. Mm. They came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. When they could not hear him, come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was so that when they broke through, they let down the bed mm-hmm. on which the paralytic was lying. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. So I want to ask you, can Jesus see your faith?
Yeah.
Can he see it?
Yeah.
He may be seeing you listen and growing in what you're hearing, but can he see it? Can he see it in action? Can you see it in action? Can others see it in action? And we're not talking about some big, bold something just to draw attention to yourself. But faith responds to what it has heard. Faith moves. And don't just jump out and do something. In meditating and thinking and speaking and praying, there's a response.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that response then is the action yeah. of doing the word. You know, like this scripture, Psalm 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Say so.
Say so. And yep. saying is yep. really a big part of doing.
That's right.
Take
so we're
it away.
Going, step six.
Captain Confession. That's
step
what we
six,
call Pastor
speak
George.
The word only. In Matthew 8, we have the centurion, and he came to Jesus. He said that my servant is sick of the palsy. And it says in Matthew 8, Jesus, he told Jesus, speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. I mean, this was huge. It was huge. And Jesus connected the principle of speak the word only to the greatest faith or the greatest developed faith. I've not seen such great faith, no, not in Israel.
But that was hard for those disciples to hear. he said, I've seen this guy, and he's not even a Jew.
Yeah.
And he's got greater faith than you boys.
So speaking the word is a major part of doing the word. We find in Mark 11, 22 and 23, Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God, for assuredly I say unto you, whosoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says." Believes all those things he says shall come to pass. So let me mention this to you. Don't undo your faith development by putting contradictory words in your mind or your heart, or by letting them come out of your heart through your mouth. Speak the word only.
Right. Speak the word only, and how important that is. Brother Hagin said this is probably the greatest challenge for believers to understand and to continue to implement and to live by. Jesus said, right here, he said, you have to believe those things which you say will come to pass. You've got to understand that that's how faith works.
Yeah.
God created the whole world by faith, Hebrews said, but what did he do? And God said, light be. And God said, let there be. God said, and there was. He said, and he said, and he said. And that's what the whole of God's word is him saying, and faith released by what he says. So, speaking the word only, that's an extensive study that we're just barely mentioning today. So we have a lot that people can learn.
Sure. Yep.
That's why we've offered these free gifts, the force of faith and faith, how it works, especially this one. Get it. And this that we're giving you this week, you can see the information right there on your screen so you know how to go and get that. We have been giving it to you every day this week. We've been telling you, and if we could make you get it, we would, because we so much want you to have it, but you have to be a doer of that word. You have to go online, order that, and receive it. Now, we've been giving all week long. In fact, on this broadcast, every day we're giving you something, and we've been teaching you, been giving you the word. But look at this, Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be mocked at, scorned, or mocked by mere pretensions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. Whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap decay and destruction, but he who sows to the Spirit from the Spirit will reap life. What is he saying here? You know, and this is offering week. And so giving you an opportunity to respond to the giving that we've been doing from KCM here to you all week long and ministering the word to you all the time that it took us to prepare and so forth. We've given that to you. We give these materials to you so much. And he says, now let those that receive it, let him respond in giving. Yeah, but you guys don't need it. Well, first of all, how do you know what we need?
Yeah.
This is a faith ministry, and we're not going to come on here and talk to you about our needs. We're going to talk to you about vision. Well, I can talk to you about vision until there's no more hours left in the day.
Yeah.
Pastor George can talk to you about vision. My title is Chief Visionary Officer. I've got so much vision. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars worth of vision that I don't see in the bank just yet. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But what he's saying here is don't respond to what you see in the flesh. Don't respond. Don't always just respond to need. Respond to what the word says. The word says if you've received something, your teacher, the one that's teaching you, then he said you need to respond to that, be a doer, and contribute to their support. It doesn't matter whether it's our need or not. Now, sometimes somebody could share a need, and there's nothing wrong with responding to that. But don't wait until you understand a need before you give. God may want to give something into your life, but if that person is waiting just to hear about your need, then you're probably going to come up short. rather you respond to the word, which allows God to have others respond to the prompting of his spirit where you're concerned. Hallelujah. So he who sows just to the flesh, and just from the flesh, you get a response. But if you sow to the spirit, response to the word, and you give and you support this ministry, not only what we're doing in this daily broadcast, but the weekly broadcast, other broadcasts, and all that we're doing globally with offices around the world, teaching the word of faith, ministering to people, bringing life and healing, and so much. You should watch Inside the Vision. In fact, our broadcast that Pastor George does every week to tell you about the vision that goes from this place at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I want you to know how much we appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your offerings, and we thank God for that great supply. We're believing for hundreds of millions of dollars to develop this campus, the Bible College, new studios. My goodness.
There's a lot to do.
There's a lot to do.
A lot to do.
And we thank you for that. And we are believing now that that's so bountifully, you will reap.
That's right.
Bountifully as well.
That's
Pastor.
Right. And if you want to become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the information is on your screen. We would love to have you join us in this, to sow into on a regular basis, the things that are happening. I mean, this is a worldwide, from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle, ministry that's reaching out with a word of faith. And we're so thankful for our partners and so thankful for you who might want to join us as being a partner. Your faith is being developed. Your faith is growing. I can tell this week as we've been together, your faith is stronger than when we began on Monday.
Amen.
So until we meet you again, remember this. God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life because he did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it. And I now have the peace.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infections of the Lord. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.